Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church, this Thanksgiving celebration, Fusion Sunday. It is the last Sunday of the month where worship planning goes to great lengths to make sure that everyone in our worship community can be involved. So this morning we are continuing our celebration of Thanksgiving. You will notice prayer stations set up throughout the sanctuary. If you want to learn more about those before we do them, take a look in your bulletin. There is a very nice goldish insert, and you can read over them while announcements are taking place. And this is also a reminder that our youngest worshipers are especially welcome on this Sunday. So please make sure, if you have a very young worshiper next to you, that they can see the bulletin, that they also have a hymnal that is accessible to them, and that they fully participate in every way possible this morning. All right, a few other announcements about our life together here at Gates Presbyterian Church. A reminder that there is a congregational meeting next Sunday following worship, and one of the things that we will be doing is reviewing and updating the bylaws of the congregation. So on the table out these sanctuary doors are revised bylaws. If this is something you're very concerned and interested about, I encourage you to pick up a copy and read them before next Sunday. Also, this coming Wednesday, we will begin a practice for this Advent of silence and prayer. So if you need a space to come, get away from the busyness, and just be in conversation with God, you are welcome into the sanctuary from 6 until 6:30 for silence and prayer. Carol Ann and or I will be here to pray with you if you desire. All right, Barb.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to remind the ladies of the church that this Sunday, or today, and next Sunday will be the last date that I can sell tickets for the Women's Candlelight Dinner. So if you've already got them, great. We've got about 50 signed up. If you don't, spread the word. Call me. The dinner's on Tuesday, December 11th at Brookley Country Club, and it should be a wonderful dinner, so I hope you can join us. Thank you.
The Spiritual Formation Committee is very excited about our first journey we will be having in January. The title of this journey is The Big Bang Theory. We will have a physicist who will explain to us what the Big Bang Theory is, and I promise all of you it will be understandable. And we will have an astronomer who will take us on a tour of the of our universe and all of the interesting sites therein. And then we will have a spiritual wrap-up with Melissa as the third leg of the journey. So tickets go on sale today, all through December. Each ticket is $5. This will pay for one, two, or all three legs of the journey. The ticket has all of the information about locations, times, places that you would need to know where to be and when. We're very excited about this new program, and we're planning to do several of these in 2013. So we hope that you all are excited about learning about our universe and the Big Bang Theory.
I have three Mission Advent opportunities for our congregation to remind you of this morning. First of all, the Cameron Community Ministries Giving Tree is up in the foyer. It's a week early this year. We usually do it the first Sunday of Advent, but the gift items are due in 3 weeks, so we wanted to give you a little extra time. You take a tag, you take two tags, you take as many tags as you would like, you share a tag, however you want to handle the gift giving. This year it's toys, very specifically listed types of toys. Those are to come in a gift bag, and there's adult gift items as well, like sheets and gloves and mittens. Those do not need to be wrapped or be with a gift bag. Just make sure you attach the tag when you bring the item back. Secondly, SWEM food baskets. They are due next week. The list is published in various places, Harbinger bulletins, on one of the prayer stations this morning. So those are due next week. We always get a little competitive with ourselves and try to top our previous highs. So get your shopping carts going and bring in your food boxes next week, please. Also, a reminder that the Alternative Advent Market will be Sunday, December 9th. We do have a great new assortment of gift items. We, Anne-Marie, Sim, and I went shopping yesterday at One World Goods. They will be present at the event, and she and I picked out stuff that we loved. That will be here. It's serve-type items that used to be available at the Church Mouse Bazaar, so if you missed that this year, come on down to the Alternative Market. Healthy Sisters Soups, Coffee Connection Fair Trade Coffees, Heifer Project, all sorts of things. So be there. Thank you.
Good morning. There's a basket in the foyer for plastic bottle tops and lids that we are collecting for the Senior High Youth Group project we're working on. And we ask that they are clean so you can bring them at any time. Thank you.
All right, friends, let us give our thanks to God and worship together.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. For the wonderful things you have made.
Thank you, God.
For the universe full of stars and planets.
Thank you, God.
For our world full of life.
Thank you, God.
For loving each one of us.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
And we bring to God, in prayer and honesty, the brokenness that resides in our lives, in our hearts, and our community. Please join together for the prayer of confession that is printed in your bulletin. Generous God, you have given so much, but too often we think we deserve these gifts. You ask us to share your gifts with the world around us. Instead, we let our worry about whether there is going to be enough get in the way. Forgive us for being stingy when you invite us to be thankful. Friends, God keeps giving us all the love and the grace we need. We are forgiven. Thank you, God. And now I invite the sounds and the wiggles and the giggles of all the children to come forward at this time. Good morning. Sit a little bit back, okay? I need you to sit over there, please. Thank you. Keep going. There you go. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. I like your dress. It's very colorful. Good morning. Stay right there. Stay right there, please. Good morning, friends. Good morning. I have a book to share with everyone this morning. This is one of the favorites in our house as we learn about how it is that we give thanks to God. It is called Thank You, God, for Everything. All right. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Dad said that every morning. It got Daisy thinking, what should I thank God for? I don't know, Mom replied. Look around you and think about what God has given to you. Yes, thank you. But it's such a big world. Where would I start? So Daisy's journey began. First, Daisy thought about all the things that she loved. Thank you, God, she said, for each day that I wake up and all the things that I get to do. Thank you, God, for all the people I meet in my life. Thank you, God, for all the big animals, the tiny little insects, and all sorts of living things. Thank you, God, for giving us all the breath of life. Look at all those noses. No matter how different we are, thank you, God, for the peace I feel in my heart from Mother Earth. Thank you, God, for the great spirit that I see everywhere in the rocks and the flowers you can't see and the colorful sky. Thank you, God, for letting me see the world with new eyes. Do you guys see all those eyes? Are they looking at you? And the more I look for things to be thankful for, the more things I find. Thank you, God, for being my beloved friend, even when I'm feeling sad or lonely or afraid. Thank you, God, for being everywhere all day and all night. Thank you, God, that everything I see brings me closer to you. With her new eyes, Daisy realized there would always be something to be thankful for. And with this, her journey brought her back to her mom and her dad. So they asked, what did you find to thank God for? Where should I even begin? Daisy smiled. Thank you, God, for everything. This morning,
she did lose her balloon. This morning, we are going to think about all the things that we're thankful for, and we're going to have different ways to share those with each other. Some of us can write them down. Some of us can sing about them over here. This is your special prayer station up here. You can sing what you're thankful for. They're all around the church. So I want you to think for the next few minutes until we get up again and we share in different ways all that we're thankful for. So can you think? Okay. Can we pray together? Dear God, we are thankful. Amen. All right, you keep thinking, okay? All right. You can go back and sit with your parents.
First reading of the word comes from Psalm 100. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with joy. Come before him with singing. Know that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep he tends. Come into his city with songs of thanksgiving, and into his courtyards with songs of praise. Thank him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His love is forever, and his loyalty goes on and on.
Reading this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing. Exactly. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So it may have been a little surprising to everyone this morning to walk into the sanctuary and see all of the fall colors still decorating the tables and the Thanksgiving theme throughout the worship service, with a touch of jazz this morning. Thank you to Flock of Uncles for being here. But more than one person did ask, isn't it Advent? At least no one asked, isn't it Christmas? Though I do understand the confusion. Since retail stores started decorating for Christmas after Labor Day, and the radio stations started playing carols after Halloween, I'm sure everyone has their own opinions about this, which we won't get into right now. But to answer the question, no, it isn't Advent until next Sunday. To be honest with you, I can't remember the last time the Sunday after Thanksgiving wasn't the first Sunday in Advent. So we have a very unique opportunity as a community of faith to celebrate and practice Thanksgiving in our lives together. The holiday we celebrated on Thursday has a variety of practices depending on your family traditions. I chuckled this week when I saw a post online from a rather irreverent yet hilarious group that calls themselves Unvirtuous Abby. Yes, you can follow them on Facebook. But they parroted the very familiar Micah 6:8 text when they wondered, and what does the holiday require of you? To act hungry, to love leftovers, and to walk humbly in elastic waist pants. And yes, I think that sums it up for many of us. I am also going to guess that some family traditions included family and friends sharing around the table what it is that they are thankful for. Just as Paul instructs to the church, be thankful. With gratitude in your hearts, sing, and whatever you do in word and deed, do in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Of course, some family members mumble through the obligatory answers, family, friends, this food, which I have no doubt that everyone was very thankful for, but when practiced only once a year, it doesn't necessarily set into motion the cycle of everyday gratitude and grace reflected in our hearts and lives. Because once the table is cleared, think about what happens. The kids start whining that they're bored. Someone points out how hot it is in the house, and there is plenty of muttering to go around about how there are too many dishes to wash, and perhaps half of the family members disappeared to watch a football game. And of course, inevitably, someone said something at the dinner table that offended someone else, and the line at the complaint department starts looking like the doors of Best Buy on Black Friday. What we are thankful for is quickly forgotten. One of the blessings of participating in Christian community as we do here at GPC is we can keep reminding each other
by practicing together Thanksgiving. How do we do this? One of my favorite authors, Anne Lamott, published a book that just came out a few weeks ago called Help, Thanks, Wow. Great book. This is about three essential prayers. And about thanks, she says, thanks is the short form of the original prayer I use to say in gratitude for any unexpected grace in my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As I grew spiritually, the prayer became more formal. Thank you. And now, from the wrinkly peaks of maturity, it is simply thanks. Lamott's raw and vulnerable authenticity about life and faith is why she is a favorite of mine. And she continues in her book that gratitude begins in our heart and then dovetails into our behavior. It almost always makes you willing to be of service, which is where the joy resides. It means you are willing to stop being such a jerk when you are aware of all that has been given to you in your lifetime and in the past few days. It is hard not to be humbled and pleased to give back. If you haven't read any of Lamott's books before, let me tell you, she writes these powerful memoirs and would be the first to say that she is the last person who would offer such flippant advice, because her life has been far from easy. She has known the hardships of poverty and addiction, loss, and the struggles of being a single parent. She quickly points out that life unspools in cycles, some lovely, some painful, but in no predictable order. A lot of it hurts. Life feels unfair, and yet people who love us keep showing up. Day by day, moment by moment, slowly we come through. We manage to make new constructs and baskets to hold what remains and what has newly appeared. And at some point, in Lamott's words, we cast our eyes to the beautiful skies above all the crap we're wallowing in, and we whisper, thank you. We whisper thank you because we believe the character of active Christian living as God's people calls us through our everyday to recognize that God loves us and God's blessings are all around us. This does sound a bit counterintuitive, given that we live in an age governed by scarcity. One only needs to look at the fact that we spend one day, well, now not even a whole day, focusing on Thanksgiving before we dive right into the consumeristic event of Black Friday, reinforcing that we don't have enough. A simple word of gratitude opens us up to the world of abundance, mercy, and grace. It may seem a small thing to notice something we are thankful for and whisper the words, thank you. But the impact that it can have on our lives is immense. We are here together, this morning and every day, to remind ourselves and each other to whisper thank you. Thank you to God every morning when you wake up and realize you have another morning. To say thank you when you're with your kids and your grandkids around meal tables and in the car on the way home from school for something that happened that day. To write thank you to those who share kindness with you. To model thank you by acknowledging your gratitude for others, thank you to the cashier for ringing up your groceries, to the wait staff who brings your food, to the bus driver who brings your kids home. To live, thank you. By noticing all that has been given to you this day and in all the days of our lives, offering them back to God by giving of time and talents and resources. In just a moment, I will invite you to participate in the practice of thank you through prayer stations. They are here in the sanctuary, and they are designed to help teach us and to encourage us in the practices of thanks. Many of these can be adapted to your own home and whatever season it may be, and practice all year long. The prayer station here underneath the bell is especially welcoming for our youngest worshipers. Caregivers, I encourage you to be with them and model for them how it is that we can sing and color Thanksgiving. The prayer station, let's see, over in that corner, includes blue sheets of paper for you to take with you. They have all of the organizations that we support that feed people. Take the sheet with you. Take it home. Pray. It also has the SWEM dinners, a way to offer back thanks. Sign cards to those organizations as well. And some feedback from previous prayer stations. A few asked for some prayer stations that had some more introspection. So if you head out the sanctuary doors, you can see the table, so it's not far. We'll know if you don't come back in. It's right there to write letters of thanksgiving. I do ask that if you choose that prayer station, please be mindful that folks are wanting that space and time to be a little bit quieter. So, you are invited to one or more of these prayer stations. If you choose or are unable to move about comfortably in the sanctuary, you're invited to stay in your seat and to pray with God. Look around the room, find a face, say a prayer of thanksgiving for that person or this community of faith. So for the next about 10 minutes or so, let us celebrate in these Thanksgiving prayer stations together. You'll know we are done when we transition into the insert song in your bulletin. I know it's a new one. Roy promised to sing loudly, so we'll know when we are gathering back together. Let us offer our thanks to God.
And if you did not have an opportunity to visit a prayer station in the time allowed, they will remain up after worship, and you are more than welcome to visit them. Now let us continue our time of worship, offering our prayers of joy and our prayers of thanksgiving and also our prayers of concern. If you have a prayer request, just raise your hand so the usher can see you and they will hand you the microphone.
Tess McKeel, prayers for my father who's been in the hospital the last few days in Indiana after contracting pneumonia while visiting my brother. Hopefully he'll be strong enough to leave tomorrow, and then prayers for their safe trip home.
Prayers for both of them.
Marge Westfall, the music today was awesome. We should have more of it. I'm grateful for it.
Doris Belknap, I just want to say thank you to those who sent my husband cards and who prayed for him. He's doing well, and hopefully in a week or so he'll be able to come to worship again. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? Right here, right in front of me.
My brother-in-law, Lee Strassner, has just been entered into hospice, so I'd like prayers for him and for his family through this difficult time.
Prayers for them. All right. We're going to try our prayers of the people a little differently this morning. When I raise my arms, we're going to respond to the prayer with the words, "For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks." So let's try it together, and then I'll start the prayer. The words again are, "For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks." Okay, let us pray together. Lord, you have blessed us as a church over the past year through good times and challenging ones. We have felt your hand of grace, forgiveness, and healing. And today, as a congregation, we want to express our gratitude to you. We thank you for the leaders among us, for the many in our church who offer their time and energy and abilities to lead us, for both paid staff and volunteers, seen and unseen. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you for the children of our congregation. Each time a baby cries or shouts, we are reminded how much you love them. We also thank you for the young people among us, for the energy and passion they bring to us. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you for the many opportunities we have to serve you, to demonstrate our love for you to our coworkers, our neighbors, our family and friends. We thank you for the many among us who make possible the ministries of mission, hospitality, budget and stewardship, spiritual growth, music, and worship. We also thank you for the many who reach out to others in informal ways each week. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you that even when sickness and accidents make our future uncertain, you are with us, strengthening, healing, and encouraging. We thank you that we can be part of the healing process as we help care for one another. We especially thank you for the healing experienced by those gathered here and for all others who have felt your healing and sustaining touch this past year. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you for the friendship. We thank you for the many times we have enjoyed each other's companies, over meals, in times of fellowship and service, in Bible study, in caring for this building and one another. For these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. Indeed, Lord, you have blessed us. You've been blessed materially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We look back over this past year, and we realize we have much to be grateful for.
we humbly receive the gifts you have given us, knowing that you are the giver of all good things. And so we say together, for these blessings, Lord, we give you thanks. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught his disciples to pray together, saying, Our Father, all the many blessings that God has shared with us, we share a portion of those back. Let us continue our worship with the morning offering.
God of all creation, thank you for the wonderful things you have made. Thank you for the universe full of stars and planets. Thank you for our world full of life. Thank you for making each one of us. Take these gifts we now offer back to you. May they be used to the glory of your name. We offer you ourselves and all the gifts you have blessed us with. Take us and use us to share your love with the world. Amen.
Let that song of thanksgiving live in our very lives. And we go, filled with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit to keep offering those songs. And so, we keep being thankful, but what do you say? I think it's time for a little holiday music. I'll give you this one.
Thank you, uncles. It really enriches this service. Thank you, God. So just a little guy. Yeah,
he was blowing on a horn a little while ago.
Oh,